This is RSBNB Update, episode 102, The War on Bots. Hello, everybody. Welcome to RSBNB Update, episode for May 31st, 2007. I am here with a guest this week, and Brad, as usual. Our guest is named UDS Cap, or he told me I could call him Cap for shorter. So both of you guys say hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Cap here he was instrumental on the war against bots, I guess you could call it, right? That's what.
I think it has become a war, hasn't it?
Yes, pretty much. How many accounts have you reported and submitted off to Jagex now?
Well, as you know, I've just been concentrating on phishing bots. So far, 2,382.
Well, there you go. So that's a bit of a reason why we have him on the show this week. So I don't know. You probably had a huge role to play in the into Jagex really realizing what a problem there is and. Phishing is just one front on this. Of course, there's the mining, the wood cutting, and a whole bunch of other areas that are being autoed or exploited as we speak. But anyways, we'll talk more about that later in our questions, seeing as we theme the questions as that this week. RuneScape updates this week. The Varrock City update. Thoughts? Ideas? Yes? No? Maybe so? Do we like it?
I think this has been a good update, actually. It's something that is going to be leading to a better update when we see the new island. It's okay at the moment. It's an introduction update, and the city looks a lot better. But I'm just waiting for the next to come.
Yeah, I actually didn't do that part, so I understand you can get sort of some... the Ruby Necklace gets an enchanted teleport, and then that Ruby Necklace can take you to that new island or something, right?
It doesn't take you to the island. It takes you to the barge that will take you to the island eventually.
Okay.
But the ruby necklace was the last piece of jewelry that didn't have an enchant.
Right.
So now we have it.
Good. So what are we thinking that will be on this island?
It's one thing that Mod Craddock has been talking about for some time, because he's been pretty much a champion of high levels in a lot of ways. And one suggestion that he says has been with the content team for a while has been the idea of a high-level island, which I think is what they're kind of aiming for with this. It's not level 100+, level 110+, or anything like that, but it's an island you can only get to if you've done a lot of the key quests.
Oh, yeah.
So it will keep a few of the higher levels there, and there'll be less noobs, hopefully, in the nicest way.
That's what we all want, right, Brad?
Yes.
Anyways, this update included the Jolly Bar Inn, the City of Varrock, of course, the Cooking Guild, the Lumberyard, and the South Mining Spots. So graphically, do you guys like it?
I preferred the old one, but it was more on a personal level than anything else. I just was more used to the old look.
Okay.
I've always... I like the older look, but I think... One thing that's nice in the new one is they've got more of the stained glass windows on some of the shops and what have you. And I know it seems really twee, but it's quite a nice thing in the game because it actually makes it look like it's better.
You can see through them. Yeah, and there's that stray dog, too.
That dog's great.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't really matter to me. Like, I just go there for the farming stuff. But anyways, more on that later. The new museum, finding out things that have never been revealed before, earn more rewards for old quests, clean out dig site finds, and contribute to displays in the museum, or answer quizzes to learn about the beasts of RuneScape. And if I understand this right, you can get some sort of XP lamp from doing this, right?
Yeah, you sure can. It's not bad XP either.
What are the increments?
It's dependent on how many of the quests you've done. you can talk to the guy on the first floor. The second floor, is that you guys would say over in the US? If you do it, you get four lamps, or it's four I've had so far. Three of them are 1K XP in any skill you choose, and one of them is 10K.
Wow, that's pretty good. Okay, so I think that's pretty much it for the Varrock. If we want to close that one off, anything else on Varrock?
Nope.
Okay, overall rating out of 5?
4.
I'd say 3 out of 5 until we see the rest of the quest.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna give it a 4. Okay, moving onwards. Davin in Brimhaven is offering better prices on his items with those achievement gloves, you know, that were given out for the achievement diary. Apparently the prices are better. I'm not sure to what amount, but they are better, apparently. I think it's for buying stuff.
Not but who quite. Is that, though?
I don't know. Let's see if I can get any more information. It just says that Davin in Brimhaven now is more generous and will offer better prices to those who have completed the tasks in the Jungle Diary. So could he be the one in the Tazar area, or do they all have Tazar names?
They have Tazar names.
Maybe he's one of the ones that are out on the, like, by that minigame there, that woodcutting minigame.
Yeah, it might be.
I don't know.
Because I know they've got a few guys there selling things, so...
Yeah. I don't know, it could be less tickets to get, like, what are those machete things? The pink machetes.
Oh, God, yeah.
Less tickets to get one of those,
topaz.
Maybe. Yes, red topaz.
And all those weird-looking clothes.
And the masks and everything. I don't know, I never got any of those. I was just there for the first day to gather the experience and it never went back. Okay, the dream spell from the Lunar Spellbook will now break when you auto-retaliate against a monster or another player. I guess that's a good thing, because that would mean that you just keep sitting there while they attacked you. Which is not a good thing, seeing as that could likely end up causing your death, which would be very sad. I don't know. This is another update to that spell. If you remember a few weeks ago when it came out, originally you could cast it like boom, 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 right away, and end up having a great amount of XP. I think it was like 82 or something per cast, so people could get 99 magic within a day, supposedly. Anyways, so that's that little tweak. Cows and calves nearby the crafting guild are now closer to the ground and can happily munch on grass grain again instead of hovering around.
I actually thought they were taking the mickey with this one.
The what?
I thought they were fooling around when they mentioned that, because somebody had been on the rants forum just the week before complaining about the look of cows, but in a sarcastic way. you know how they take the mickey out? They say that Jagex is doing stupid updates or something.
Oh, yeah.
They were doing an ironic post about how they should make cows look better. And then when they said this, I thought, they've been reading the rants.
Yes. Jeez. Wow. I don't know. I never even saw them hovering, and I'm there daily. So I guess it was just... I guess I just didn't see that.
How many cows do you kill in the average week?
Oh, I don't kill the cows. I just take a look at them. Anyways, the Ring of Life will no longer teleport you out of the Tazar fight caves. I guess that's a good thing, because seeing as it's a safe minigame and all, that could be rather annoying if it teleported you out. That one's simple. Oh, and we got Postbag from the Hedge. Did you guys read any of them this week?
No.
I leafed through them, but I didn't read any.
There's a good one about the Prifdinas. You remember we had a huge discussion on that last week, right, Brad?
The pronunciation that we apparently both got terribly wrong.
We did?
According to Master of the Vortex.
Oh, what did he say it was?
Let me just read his comments.
Yeah, you figure that out. I'll find this.
Apparently his thoughts on the pronunciation was Prifdinas and Ardoon. Apparently we were pronouncing Ardoon wrong as well.
Pryfidion?
Dune, apparently, and Pryfidinas. I don't know.
Cap, how do you pronounce Pryfidion as in Ardoin?
I always call it Ardoin.
Okay.
More like an English way of saying a French name or whatever. What is it? Pryfidinas?
Yeah.
Is how I'd pronounce that one. I wonder if it's not based on a Welsh spelling, is it?
It looks a bit like a Welsh word, thinking about it.
Anyway, speaking of that, in the postbag,
Shane probably
patch,
doesn't even know where Wales is on a map.
Wales?
Yes.
Oh, I know where it is. It's you got England, right? And then Wales is northwest of it.
Well, it's sort of just west, really, depending on where you look at England.
Well, if you're going from southern England, it's northwest.
That's not too bad, actually. I was expecting you to say, "Hey, yeah, I know where the whales are. They're off the coast of Japan."
No, I'm not. I don't make those kind of mistakes like that. Anyways, there was a post bag to the Elven City Guard asking in there. You guys can read this for yourself later, but basically there's one line I want to highlight. It says basically, let's see, where is the sentence? "If you had ever seen the splendor of the Tower of Voices refracting in the sunlight, or the air itself in every corner of the city turn to rainbows in the spring shower, or the last days of the evening sun turn to the deepest shades of bloody reds, you would understand that no elf could be a criminal." That tells me one thing. It tells me that the blood altar will be in there.
I suppose.
That's a good deduction, yeah.
And with that, what that dwarf said at the end of Morning's End Part 2, I think that's pretty secure evidence to that. I don't know, you guys can take a read and post what you think or whatever. Apparently we have a new poll this week.
What is it about?
I don't know.
It's a guaranteed content poll, which is quite good, and it's very close at the moment.
Let's see. Let me log in. I think that's my password.
I know it if you don't.
Let's see.
Do you want me to PM you your password?
No, that's okay. What? This is dumb. You know, on the login page, you can't hold backspace to delete something. You have to manually press the delete button. To manually press the delete button. That's just annoying. Anyways, let's go on to this. There's another tiny bug this week. The spot of your cape appears dirty. Has anybody managed to see that?
No, I've got the spotted cape. I'm still a hunter noob.
I don't know. I haven't taken a look at it, but if that's the case, then it might be one of those same fire cape ones that we had. But anyways, and then this poll, guaranteed content. Which area would you like to see next in the achievement diary? Barak? No. Berthope? No. I don't know. Nothing real. I'm going to have to say Camelot on that. Yeah.
If I remember rightly, when I voted on it, I went for Fremenic. The only reason being that when they talked about what the Fremenic area would include, they said it would include Luna. So I figured if they did that, it would be more of a high-level one than Varrok, which would be more lower-level content.
Yeah, well, there we go. Varrok area, 27%, 10,910 votes. That figures. Figures. Fremenic is third, though, at 16%. So, and Camelot's Sears Village comes in second at 21%.
Isn't that a bit, like, wide, though? Isn't that, like, you know, it's a bit open for my liking. They could just put any update, couldn't they, in those areas?
Well, it'd have to be an achievement diary.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, so...
But still, they could potentially twist it how they want it. They're just giving you the choice of location.
Yeah, I don't know. They could do the same storyline in different spots, I guess. But there's no queen in Varrok. I mean, Camelot, there's no queen.
Yeah, so they could already have the sort of their idea of various tasks mapped out, and then they'll just adapt it for whatever area comes out on top.
Yeah, that's right.
They've been asking for player suggestions for the achievement diaries for since they released it, and they've had a lot of good input on there, so no doubt they've already compiled tasks for each of these areas. And the way they've implemented this means it's very easy for them to add it on, because it's using existing skills and items.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I should go and do my Karamja achievement diary, right?
It's great fun. Do it.
I'll need to borrow someone's machete then.
I think so. I have two topaz machetes if you'd like one.
Okay. I'll talk to you about that later. And did we see this login page update that they've done? It apparently freezes the entire browser now. I don't know what it is. It looks like it's Java or something.
It's a small Java applet, which is more secure, as they say, but it's slower.
Yeah. I should run a packet sniffer on it, see if I can find anything. Anyway, so yes, and they also updated this image to a Firefox image. Only enter your password on runescape.com with a picture of the Firefox toolbar. I think that's about time, because the last one they used had Windows 98 and Internet Explorer, so about time. About time. I don't know, I think overall good job this week. Right?
Yes, not bad.
Yes. Okay, it's time for questions. Time for the questions. As we know, questions were themed this week, except for the audio questions, so we got quite a few of them. Not as many as last week, but oh well, still fun. First audio question is from someone by the name of PFK99s. Here we go. Play it.
Right now, it is currently possible to have up to 2 billion of one type of item, money, tinderboxes, etc., in your bank at one time. This is limited by the program that Jagex uses to code RuneScape, Java, and not by RuneScape itself. My question to you, Shane, is that would it be possible for Jagex to alter something somewhere so that the current maximum would no longer be affecting anybody, or are we forever going to be limited by Java itself?
Did you guys hear the question?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I think I have the answer to this. Basically, the 2.1 billion mark is the limit of a signed integer variable in Java, as we all know that.
Yeah.
So basically, that's 2 to the 32, which comes to about 4.2 billion and something else, I believe, and some other numbers on the end. So basically, if they wanted to go past the 2 billion marker, all they need to do is convert their variables to be unsigned, because you can't have negative of an item now, can you?
No.
So I think just an unsigned variable would work, and I don't know why they didn't do that from the beginning.
But they do use negative values, don't they?
Well, for, like, where? Where are
Wait,
these
you remember? Do you remember the bug where somebody found themselves in negative wilderness?
Oh, right.
Obviously, they were recording that for a reason, so they still use that.
Hmm. So, I don't know. That's one thing, but could that extend over to the items in the banking system as well?
Well, they've already said that they've now finally added unique numbering for items.
Yeah.
But they've not released it as such yet. It's there, and they can use it.
Oh, so it's like it's a little feature that they can use if they ever need to.
If the main reason that people would need more than 2.1 billion surely would be for GDP, though, wouldn't it? And if they wanted to do more, they could do it very easily. They could allow you to trade a billion GDP for a billion GP gold bar or something at the banks.
Yeah. That's right. Oh, and I just noticed on the login page, there's this little thing. If it doesn't work, it says, if you can't see this, please click this button and it'll give you to the, it'll put you to a link that actually is the old one. So that's interesting. Anyways, yes. Thank you, PFK99s. Brad, you want to read the next question?
Okay, are we down to, do you have any ideas on how to prevent?
Yes.
Oh, have we done that? Okay. Do you have any ideas on how to prevent autowars? No matter what Jagex pull, if anything, autowars always seem to crawl their way through it and carrying on ruining the game. That question is from Alex.
Who is in the chat?
Yes, okay, so we can answer the question.
Yes, let's answer this one. So how can we prevent these autoers from, like, spawning or whatever, actually using the system? Do you have any ideas on that?
Personally, no. But I've not given it much thought. But I think somebody here probably would be more...
Yeah, that's exactly why the questions were themed like that this week.
I think there's a couple of ways you've got to come at this. Jagex have discussed it themselves in the news updates, and they've said, well, where there's a demand, there'll be a supply. And I think they're right in a lot of ways by targeting the real-world traders. But the things they really need to do, concentrate on firstly, making it not so easy to add so many to the game. Some of the woodcutting bots have over 500 sequentially numbered accounts.
Holy.
All through the game. So if you imagine going through Tutorial Island 500 times, they've probably got bots or automated scripts for taking them through it.
Yeah, that's right.
So they perhaps need to consider just changing things around, just move things occasionally, just make it so that the island points west rather than east, reverse it, whatever, just make it a wee bit more dynamic.
So rotate the map, say, every once a week?
Yeah, if there's things there they can move, if there's doorways they can change, if they know that an auto is programmed to go to certain areas, just make it more difficult for them. People won't mind the inconvenience if they know that it's having a result.
And on Tutorial Island, people only go through there once, so they're not going to notice a difference.
Exactly so, unless they're putting multiple accounts through.
That's right. That was from Alex. I don't know, is there any other way besides moving doorways and stuff?
Sure, it's the players have got to take part in it. If you imagine somebody mentioned, I don't know if they read it somewhere themselves, but somebody, a friend of mine mentioned that if every single player reports one single bot a day, it can all add up and they will soon be gone. Jagex does take action on it. They are pretty proactive at the moment. They just need to know who they're looking at because their detection software is not working at the moment.
I know whenever I see a bot or a gold farmer or something like that, I report them, so I'm doing my part. Anyways, thank you, Alex. On an average day, how many autoers / macroers do you see? The last guy I saw was saying, selling autoer low price in Varrock Bank. This is from Landspeeder. Oh, I don't know. More than I can count on one hand. I see them, like, whenever I'm Catherby, Varrock, wherever I am, I pretty much see one. Catherby, I think they fish to get their fishing level up. Varrock, the rune store. So, I don't know. Quite a few. And I know you see lots of them, too.
Sure do. I think you've hit the nail on the head. It depends where you are. Yeah. I honestly believe there are people playing the game that are blissfully ignorant of how bad the problem got and how bad it still is, really, because they don't go in areas where they see them.
Yeah, that's right.
It also depends if you're play-to-play or if you're on free-to-play.
Like, let's say you're cooped up somewhere in some bank somewhere, like Yanil, for example, at Fletcher's Guild, and you never leave that. You're not going to know how bad the problem is, because there are none in that area. Unless they're, like, collecting Jangar berries or something. Anyways, so, quite a few. Brad, how many do you see per day?
Not very many, because I'm not logged on very much. But,
you will be logged on come tomorrow.
Oh, no, not tomorrow, sadly, but this month, yeah. I don't know. I normally see... I've not yet seen a great big clump of them, like 20 or 30 at once, but I don't really go around the heavy autoing spots. I've seen the odd two, three, four, but not great clumps of them.
Okay, that one was from Landspeeder.
Just to... I didn't realize I didn't give him an answer either. I'd say over 100.
Okay. How many macros do you think Jagex bans each day? How many macros come into the day each game from Besidon? I don't know.
You can work it out if you think about it. In looking at the figures that they quote, they say 8k a week. So you're talking there over 1,000 a day.
Yeah, that's pretty substantial. And now the question is, how many of these are they banning each week?
I think the they do massage the figures a little bit, because if they're banning, say, 8,000 a week, 500 of those, 5,000 of those might not even make it into the game. They might just be very old, easily detected scripts.
That's right.
So what we really want to know is how many of the real gold farmers, spots, macros, whatever, are actually being banned.
How much of the current problem is being banned?
Exactly.
Okay. I think that one was answered from Besidon. Okay. If you had this such macro software, would you be tempted to at least try it for a couple of days? No way, right? I wouldn't do that.
No.
Would you, Brad?
I'd be interested to see how it works, but I don't think I'd actually operate it to see that. I think there's other ways of seeing how it works.
Yeah,
I tried on a private server, but then I guess that raises a whole other moral question.
Yeah.
It does, really.
Yeah, that we're not allowed to talk about that on the forums. So let's move on. And no, we wouldn't try it. And lately I've been seeing increase of the amount of macros and gold farmers. Oh, are they over exaggerating their detection software just to intimidate the autoers, macros, and gold farmers? Like, are they over exaggerating it just to scare them off, or?
Without a shadow of a doubt, I'd say at the moment, unfortunately.
Yeah. Sometimes, though, the intimidation is better, but I don't think that'll work in this case. It'll work against your standard players who are interested in trying it, but not the gold farmers. Anyways.
I think the intimidation they've used already in terms of the accounts they've already banned for real-world trading, I think that intimidation is probably some of the best.
Oh, right, where they listed that guy who was supposedly played for however long and had over 1,500 total and bought gold and threw it all away.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. And those questions were both from Jaden, or by the name of Dr. Doom, on the forums, I believe. How much do you think gold farmers are paid from Kiwi Kid?
No idea. Can't be very much.
I remember reading on this they were paid somewhere in the region of about $2 a day. It really is not a lot.
$2 American a day?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. But how much is that worth in China?
It gives them a slightly below average wage. But they're living in almost sort of dorm conditions. They're given a roof over their head and what have you. So to them, it's a good life as they see it.
Yeah, when they could otherwise be out on the street or something along the lines of that. Okay, so definitely they don't get paid much, and it's not something you would want to do. Okay. Yeah, I agree with you there, Brad. We'll talk more about that later. We can announce the winner next week if we want.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, let's announce the winner next week then. We were supposed to announce it today, but contest winner will be announced next week. Next question. How do you report someone for breaking Rule 12, real-life item training? It's almost like pointless because no one can have proof unless you trick your friend into doing it and then report him while he's still in the trade screen, which is dumb. The only legitimate way to report this with solid proof is if someone, for instance, shouts out selling 1 mil for $5. No one is stupid enough to do that, so basically it's a poor supported option in the report abuse menu. I could be very wrong, but I don't know. What do you guys think? Best wishes, Dave0338.
I think he's right. I think it is a bad implementation, because I don't know if you know, you can't report anybody for that rule unless they talk.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And I know Mike was saying for those rules and the other one about personal information, he has to actually go manually type up the report and send it in rather than using the report button in game. If he feels that somebody needs to be reported for one of those two rules. So I don't even know why those are on the menu then.
I think they've got a use as the guy here says, if somebody's offering to sell money, or if you see somebody and you know they're PMing you, telling you that they're doing this, I think it's got a use, but they need to expand on the options there. I'd love to have a new option to report suspected gold farmers, for example.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Some of them, I know they've got people there playing, they're talking, but I also know they're planning to sell it, so...
Yeah. Well, if you found one of your better RS friends buying gold off a website and you had proof that they did it, would you report them?
Yes. It depends how... Yeah, I would. I'd report them, yeah.
Okay. It would depend on the person. If it was someone I'd known for, say, 20 years, probably not.
Well, like Mike.
Yeah, but I don't think he'd do that.
I don't think Mike's ever likely to do that, so...
No. So, yeah, I'd probably end up reporting them. Would you report me if you found out I did it?
No, because you probably have my head for it.
What about you, Cap? Would you report one of your best friends for doing that?
Yeah, I think I actually would. And well, I say I think of what I know I would, because I've had it happen before.
Okay.
And it's not a nice situation or what have you, but...
Yeah, it's one of those ones that you can't easily work your way out of.
No, it spoils the game.
Okay, thank you, Sean. Spelt with A-U-N. Shane, do you think autoers and gold farmers are horrible or worse than peers? If not, what makes peers and peers or autoers and gold farmers worse? Okay, I'm taking this one before anybody jumps to any conclusions. In this case, I'm going to say that the gold farmers and autoers are definitely worse. You want to know why? It's because they exploit the game, making it harder for the real people, the fair people, to get things done. For instance, say, buying shark. Let's say I had like 95 fishing and I was fishing shark. Back in the day, they were down to what, 500 each?
Yep.
That's right, yeah.
So, honestly, I would be losing out on like, what, 400 GP profit from what they were before? I honestly just think that's what makes them worse than the peers and stuff. And the fact that they're put under such bad working conditions in order for their masters or slave drivers or whatever we want to call them to get their gold in and make money and get paid $2 a day, that's just why they're worse. And there's nothing technically wrong with peers. It's just, if you're a peer and you're listening to me, just know it's not against everyone. It's just against those ones that are really, really annoying. Like, Brad, you know Snow Fox, right? From RSBNB?
Snox, as you call him.
Yeah, that was a typo. That was a typo, though. Snow Fox.
Snox.
No, it's Snow Fox.
Anyways, I think Snox sounds better.
It's, I don't know. That sounds like something else. What is Snox? Maybe we shouldn't be going
Let's Google it.
Yeah, you do that. Anyways,
I may regret this.
Yes. Well... Snow Fox, I have him added on RuneScape, and he's not that bad. And he's a peer, I think, I'm not sure what kind of peer he is, but he's a peer. He's okay. Skill peers are okay as well. It's just the annoying ones that I don't like. Anyways, that was from Werewolf Devil, with all due respect.
Do you know the most ironic thing about that?
Hmm.
The autoers help the pures. Because, of course, the pures don't have the level to get the materials themselves. So, how funny is that, that they're actually helping the people that you hate?
I know. Yeah, it's bad. Okay. Brad, did you went awfully quiet. Did you find something you didn't like on that Google?
No. No, the only thing, Snox appears to be some obscure brand of snow... ski or snowboarding equipment.
Oh, okay.
Nothing too bad.
Okay, that's good. Final text question from Agent Triangles, apparently.
Agent Triangles.
Yes.
Isn't one name change enough?
Yes, it is. I think his old name was better, the Hasta. Agent Triangle says that if macros and sweatshop players were obliterated, would it have a negative effect on the RuneScape economy? What do you think would happen apart from the price of raw materials rocketing back up to unaffordable prices? Agent Triangles. it wouldn't have a negative effect on the economy now, would it? Because it would just be rebounding itself back to how it was, right? Like before this entire thing happened.
The economy was fairly stable before this happened.
Yes.
The rares were going up quite steadily, that's granted. But they would have come back down with the introduction of more high-level items like the Third Age gear.
Right.
And it would have balanced things out. I think the prices weren't unaffordable before because at the end of the day, people can only sell things for the price that people are willing to pay for them.
Yeah. Well, looking on the bright side, Santa hats have gone up to 20 mil plus.
21 last night.
Yeah. Someone here is trying to sell for 21.1. I don't know, that's good. I hope they go up to like 30 or 25 at least. You guys both know why.
Oh, yes. Would you do it, though? Would you trade your Santa for the cape?
Well, I'm not willing to discuss this in public right now, but I'll tell you guys later after I turn off the recording about this, how it'll work. Okay. I see we have two people that have the ability to talk, Ryan 1 and Lance. Does anybody on those two want to talk or anything? Because I have space reserved here for listener call-ins. Ryan, Lance, does anybody, if you want to talk, say something. You guys have 5 seconds.
Four, three, two, one.
Lance has got nothing, and Ryan is awfully quiet, so... Okay. Anyways, moving on to tech news. Microsoft Surface. This thing looks so revolutionary. Have you guys both seen it?
I've just been looking at the link.
It looks nice.
It's like Star Trek in the real world.
Oh my, no.
What?
I think the video of it's funny when the bloke plays Bill Gates at tic-tac-toe and cheats.
Was that in the interview?
Yes.
Yeah, that was funny.
And you just get like a little shot of Bill Gates' face, and you can tell he's pissed off that he lost.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it just looks so interesting how you work with your hands and everything, you know?
I'd be interested to see how typing would be sort of used.
Well, you wouldn't type.
Intuition has a brand new method of operation. One without a keyboard. Not even a mouse. One that reacts to brushes and fingers. And
what are you saying?
So if you wanted to like put in a URL in a browser, would you just draw it with your fingers?
I guess.
But how about if it can't recognize your handwriting?
Well, then you got a problem.
Yes, I think you've got a problem, Shane.
They will probably have a full-size keyboard popping up, like you do on a pocket PC or
a PDA. Oh, like a virtual keyboard, like on the screen?
Exactly.
Yeah, so like one of those Star Trek keyboards, you know, how you see them going on the little things, you know?
That's right, but without any Klingon signs on there.
Brad,
I think we can avoid that.
That's a nice quote you have in your MSN, hey? On your SIG.
What?
About you being a Klingon.
Yeah, you said. How the hell, right? I'm just trying to think over my head. How can Creepy think my voice is creepy when I don't laugh like some sort of alien creature every 10 minutes? Sounds like some sort of core... I don't know. And my voice is creepy? I don't get it. Right, sorry.
His voice, he told me what his voice sounds like. He sounds like this guy who's on the Twit podcast once in a while, Will Harris. He said it sounds just like his, except deeper. I'll get you a link to that later, but anyways, does anybody else here not think that Surface will revolutionize something in the next few years?
I don't think it's revolutionizing. I think it's just going to become the norm. If you look at iPods and Zooms and what have you, they've been moving towards this for some time now, haven't they?
Yeah. Like, even just how you can put it on the table and then it'll grab all the pictures from it, that's interesting.
Yeah, that is quite cool.
Yeah,
and the credit card thing in the restaurants.
Yeah, they could overcharge you, though. what if it gets, like, sticky or dirty or something?
I don't think it's going to be the same table you're eating on. Is it?
Well, it looks like it.
From your Do you eat on your table, Shane, or do you have plates?
Oh, right, we have plates. I mean, like, if you drop something.
You should be all right, as long as you're not too much of a slob. I'm sure they've thought of this.
Yes. I don't know. Take a look at these videos. It's quite interesting. It's got stuff about surface and fingers. Next one is that iTunes Plus DRM-free music store. Does either of you buy from iTunes?
No.
I use iTunes, but I don't buy from it.
Okay, well, basically, these are their 256 kilobit version of the EMI music and other music, if people want, from various record labels that are $1.29 compared to 99 cents. And with these, you get DRM free. But there's a catch. You think with DRM free, you could just stick it on the internet and go pirate something, right? Well, no. It turns out that they embed your name in the iTunes file. So if that happens, then, let's just say it'll be easy to find who leaked the song. I don't think you'd want to face a lawsuit from Apple or anything just because you put one song up on the internet, right?
I think it's fair of them to do this when you think about it, because the idea of having it DRM-free is you can put it on as many of your own devices as you like.
Yeah, that's right. Like, there's nothing wrong with going DRM-free. It's just it's still music, so protect it. But I think that's a good way of doing it. It's unobtrusive. I was reading, and they said that it does work in various players like Windows and pretty much anything you can imagine that could play the MPEG-4 format. So, I don't know. That's good. I'm happy about that. I don't know, but I don't buy from iTunes or anything. We all know that. I don't know. I think this was one of the better things that Apple has done. Hopefully more record labels will follow suit in that. Next piece of news is that there's this Google Street Viewer thing. You guys taking a look at this?
I've seen it.
Yeah, I've used the Google Maps quite a bit, but I've not seen a Street View.
Oh, just click on that link I have. I see these two people talking right here about something on the street here.
All right, yeah, I see.
Like, there was this one, there was this picture of San Francisco, and this picture of this guy coming out of I forget what kind. Brad, you saw that on Dig, right?
Oh,
about that.
You forget what it was. Yeah,
yeah,
right,
what was it? What was it?
You were just too embarrassed to say it.
No. What was it? I forget. Was it a video store?
A video store. It wasn't something that interesting.
Like an 18 plus video store? Was that it?
No, it was a strip club. It was
right.
That was quite funny, actually. I'll find the link to it.
Yeah, they caught a picture of this guy coming out of a strip club.
He's like an old fat American bloke.
Yes. So are you looking up the link for that?
Yeah, I've got it.
Yeah.
I'll bring you back into the conversation so you can send that to us. Oh, here we go. Here's the link. It looks like he's looking at the camera or something.
Who would that? That must be pure coincidence that somebody found that.
Yeah. Unless the person who found it, actually, on Dig, actually goes to that place. Only thing is, I don't see a thing about it being, a strip club on the sign or anything.
Well, if you look at the street opposite, if you turn around and look, there's somebody bending over to do up their shoelaces, and their trousers are sort of beginning to... No.
What?
Never mind. It's just there's just a person sort of bending down to attach.
Which way should I pan it?
Look behind where you're currently looking.
Okay.
There's just two people just looking at them,
sizing them up.
Yeah.
Oh, I see it. I see it.
I wouldn't want that, because you could look on Google Maps, your local city or whatever, and you could see you walking down the street.
Yeah. That's right. I don't know, but where did they take these pictures from? Like a bus or something? Because it looks pretty high up. Anyone have any ideas?
No.
Oh, that neither is that San Francisco. I should send this to Trekkie.
I've seen an Asian person. Is that Trekkie?
Probably not.
No, it doesn't look like Trekkie.
I'm asking if he knows where that is.
Ask if he's gone out recently with a cup of, or gone out to get coffee in a black jacket.
He says, "What is it?"
He's hardly going to admit he knows it.
Yeah. Maybe that bloke standing outside the strip club is Trekkie.
Maybe. Let's see. Does that look like him? Oh, maybe. He says he knows where it is.
You see. The mystery unravels. Trekkie probably did a dance for him for $5.
Oh my! Well, Brad, you'll keep this link for me so I can put it in the notes, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Time for rants. Who wants the essay rant?
I don't mind. I'll take any.
Okay. I'm gonna take the short one at the end.
So it just I'll have whatever.
Let's have Cap take the first one. You take the second one. I'll take the last one.
Okay. I'm just going to bring the wiki back up.
Okay,
rants. Ever been hacked before? Before the bank PIN was released, when you were hacked, you were hacked. Everything that was in your bank would be turned over to the hacker. It's almost as if your items are wiped before your eyes. It sounds horrible, but that's the way it was. I'm speaking from experience here. Even if you managed to change your security details on time, you would be penniless. A lot of people who quit RuneScape at that time quit because of a hack. Then the bank PIN was released. As long as you didn't carry anything valuable in your inventory and change your account details on time, hacking wasn't the end of the world anymore. Everything that was in your bank would be sealed away by a 4-digit number that was known by you alone. It was certainly one of RuneScape's finer updates and saved quite a few players millions of GP, and still does. All this is well and good, but I still have a question for you. How many of you own more than one rare? If you do, how many of you like wearing them? That's most rare owners, right? Do you always keep them in your bank when logging off, even if you're offline for a second? If yes, then good. If not, then we've got some problems. Imagine the worst case scenario. You're fletching with a blue on. I take it means blue fat.
Yeah.
You really need to use the toilet and log off without thinking. When you come back, you find that your pass is now invalid. A hacker was waiting for you to log off. You change your pass and your questions and wait. No problems, right? You log on to find your head isn't very blue and not very party-like. I love the way it puts that.
Yeah.
You've lost your rare. Oh, well, you've got about 5 other ones. Would be nice.
I bet.
That's one problem with the bank PIN. But hang on there, because it gets a lot worse. When the hacker is on your account, he can do or say whatever he likes in your name. It could be as harmless as running around shouting, "I'm Nooblet," or more damaging, such as making your friends add you to ignore. But what he, she, it can also do is get you perm banned. When you lose GP, you can always get it back, but when your account is banned, that's a good few years' work gone down the pixelated toilet. This is a major problem, but just what the escape rune do we do about it? Don't worry, I've got an answer. You see, these are my favourite kind of rants that actually have a solution.
Yeah, other ones that are just blabber on are just wasting their energy. Okay, continue.
He said, change the bank PIN to an account PIN. So if you are hacked, when the hacker logs on, he is locked out of the account and I'm assuming that's cannot get your inventory or perm ban you.
Yeah.
It has a 7-day delay if you forget it, just like the bank PIN. Your stuff is safe and it's no extra hassle because you would have had to put your bank PIN in anyway. Oh no, my solution has a hitch. What if you log in an area with aggressive monsters? Well, to combat this, you wouldn't actually be in the game until you enter your account PIN, and you can't be attacked if you're not logged in, can you? So save the inventory, don't get banned by a hacker, change the bank PIN to an account PIN today.
I don't know. I think that's a good idea. What about you guys?
Yes, it sounds very good. But I wonder, why didn't Jagex implement an account PIN when they implemented bank PINs? Why just make it bank PINs?
Yeah.
Unless they didn't think of it.
Because of this, only time I wear my Santa hat is at Christmas time, right? So because of this, whenever I'm not logged on, I lock it back up in the bank. So I was hacked before. So this was before I had anything good, so I learned my lesson to keep everything locked up in the bank.
Fortunately, touch wood, I've never been hacked.
Wow.
Since 2002 when I started. I've never had my account hacked in any way, but I've always used very secure passwords. I've been very careful about what's on my computer, so...
Yeah.
Except for all the goat pictures that Brad sent me yesterday.
What?
I'm still a bit dubious about those.
What did you send? What did you send?
He gave me some links to some very strange websites.
Oh, really? Okay, then.
Okay, that was a joke, right?
Yeah, whatever you say.
I think
this is a good rant.
I don't do goats anyway, I do ducks.
Did you know that every time a duck quacks at the guild, someone's just killed a bot? It's wonderful when you sit there fishing next time. Just remember that. It cheers you up, no end. I think this guy's got a really good rant, and obviously there must be a reason Jagex hasn't done it that way, because they've gone to a lot of work to put bank pins on player-owned houses,
on costume room,
on miscellanea, and on the banks. So
wait, there's one on miscellanea?
Yeah, on the coffer.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Because you can deposit money in the coffers, so they put... a bank pin on that as well, I think, at last. So they wouldn't have gone to all that work if there was a reason why they shouldn't have done an account pin.
Yeah, but it's a good rant nonetheless.
Definitely.
Okay, next one is for Brad.
Okay. Hi. Every day you see a rant about Rangers being underpowered and how melee owns all and how mages own Rangers still. Well, these are right and wrong. They are right because this is the combat triangle, and sometimes it is misplaced. But this thread is why they are wrong. Okay? If you have not been playing the game since around the start, you would know a few things. Range is a skill that is not supposed to hit high at a low level like mage, or max out at a high level like melee. No, range is a skill that is supposed to be extremely accurate. Tell me, when was the last time you saw a melee hit 322s in a row with a whip? Not very often, eh? Now, have you seen it done with range? Yes, it has been done. Moving on, range is arguably the fastest combat style in the game. A short bow is about as fast as a whip, and knives blow out any other speed by far. Now, knives, if you have the right type of knives, rune, etc., you can hit fairly high with them, at a rate of about a hit per second. You could easily kill people with them, if you have the right type of equipment. There isn't a need for a spec, because it probably hits higher and faster than you would with a mage short bow. Still, rangers don't get owned by mages. Melee, yes, that's the combat triangle, but mage, no. All you need is the right equipment. Think of it, bring a seer call, hit as high as you could with mage shortbow, spec a mage. They don't know what happened. Switch to crystal bow. Simple. Just bring snare runes and teleblock to get an easier kill. You might say, I'm not going to risk 200k for a seer call in the wilderness. Why not make melee or mage risk that much? But really, bringing just 1k burst runes into the wilderness is risking 1 mil, and risking rune and DDS is 250k. It's not that much. So I say to you, rangers, stop ranting, you're not underpowered. And Jagex, you're doing fine with range, keep it.
I've never seen them hit 22 and 3 times in a row, have you?
No, I think that's a bit exaggerated.
I don't know, what is the max hit of a 99 range person?
I think you can get up around 30, can't you now?
I think, yeah.
If you're potted and praying, and because remember, you've now got 15% extra with the prayer.
Right.
I wouldn't be shocked if it was over 30.
Well, yeah, because I think
you
that...
You can probably hit some pretty high numbers with those crossbows and the special bolts. It's probably just impractical to do so.
Yeah, like that dragon breath one?
Yeah.
I don't know. Does anybody even use those in the wilderness?
Doubt
it's
it.
Too expensive, isn't it?
That's the problem. For a dragon stone, how many little chip things do you get from one stone?
I think it's 15, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
It's the onyx one I was thinking of more.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, at least they sell the Onyx chips in the Tsar store. You don't have to spend all that money on a thing, you know, on a gem. So,
I honestly think range is leaning more towards being a combo skill, though. You notice the guy here was saying about using DDS or using Mage and what have you. It is becoming more of a combo skill rather than a way of attacking in its own right. The most successful rangers now use range and then combo that with a melee weapon or something like that.
Yeah, that makes sense, actually. Okay, but is Jagex doing fine with range?
No, range does need several decent updates, but nothing over the top like people actually want.
So we don't need like guns or missile launchers or something, since there is a prayer called Protect from Missiles.
I think
they will have more range items when the new island comes out. That's going to be a whole new range of items, I think, and it will be across all.
A range of items.
Yeah, pun intended. The best I've seen for rangers, because I've got a lot of 99 ranger friends. And they enjoy it still. They still enjoy ranging, but when I peek, I tend to peek FTP rather than F2P rather than on members. And when I see rangers getting kills, it's usually because they're ranging until the guy gets low, and then they pull out 2H or whatever, and they hit twice in one shot, if that makes sense. The range hit and the melee hits at the same time, and they just destroy people.
Well, I guess that'd be fun. Like, see, I'd find PKing fun if I could actually do it, and I, like, what is the most efficient way to PK and not, like, is range the cheapest way, or what?
Range is probably cheapest, but you won't get that many kills, I'd imagine.
Yeah, that's right. You need, like...
I'd say, I think melee is still the most efficient, as long as you don't get killed.
Well, there
that's
you go.
That's the be all and end all of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just don't get killed, and you'll be profitable.
You should try more free play PKing. It's good fun.
It's a lot simpler.
Maybe.
Plus you can talk while she's doing it.
Okay. Final rant. This is about that spottier cape. Okay, here's the rant. After the Varrock update, spottier cape looks dirty when worn. Has a huge patch of darker coloration on it. Edit, a dude just asked me if my cape needs dry cleaning. That's the whole line why I put this rant in. Because then he says, note, I'm only ranting about the cape, not the Varrock update. It's great. Thanks, Jagex. Good idea by a certain player's name on page 5, suggesting a place for us to wash our spottier capes if we prefer the old look. Now, I haven't had a look yet on this. I haven't had a look at it. If I open RuneScape, I hope I wouldn't crash anything. Let's just see if I can do this rather quickly without causing much of a fuss in the background here, without crashing something that I don't want to crash. It is quick that it does load quicker, but anyways, while we're waiting for that, let's move on to other things. 1 year of RSB and be informed by the time people that are hearing the editing. By the time people that are hearing the edited version of this, because tonight we will be putting up Informer issue 12. So that means 1 year of this newspaper.
Year of the Informer, year of the update. No, almost 2 years of the update, I mean.
Yeah, 2 years of RSBNB update come June 12th. So, you remember when we first started the RSBNB Informer, we had a whole batch of people on, and I think Alex and Southrend are the only original ones left.
Yep, very few original people there.
Okay.
Most have been banned, or quit, or kicked, or whatever.
Oh yeah, the spottier cape does look dirty. I just tried it on.
Do you feel disgusted now, Shane?
No, it doesn't matter to me that much. Looks
you
fine.
You don't feel unclean?
No, it's fine. It's fine. I'm fine with it. I don't know what people are complaining about, but okay.
I could just imagine somebody with the spottier cape on standing at the prayer altar just praying again and again. I'm unclean. Save me.
Cleanse me, Lord.
Okay, after the after the RSBNB Informer 1 year. The new skill of the month will be started tomorrow, phishing. You still have...
I'm not going to win. I'm going to get my ass kicked.
Why? Why aren't you going to win?
I actually thought that when you announced former phishing of the month, there wasn't going to be that much interest. I thought maybe there'd be one or two people going for it. But there seems to be like five or six people going for it hardcore. So I'm definitely, especially as the fact that somebody with 99 fishing wants it. So
oh, who's in it that has 99 fishing?
I'll tell you his name afterwards.
Okay. But I'm just checking the sign-ups right now. Guess how many people we have signed up for this one.
How many?
Just take a wild guess.
20.
No.
15.
28.
28?
Yeah.
Ouch.
I thought this was going to be like a... okay, no.
If you want to join a skill of the month with only five people, join when it's farming or herb lore.
For the first one, and for the first 3 days of the competition, I'm going to be away, so I'm already going to be at a loss.
Well, just look at the graphs for the current skill of the month. Alex is probably going to win, unless Southern can pull something off tonight.
Doubt it.
Look at the graphs for this skill of the month. It's been silent since like the 28th, but I don't know. Take a look at the graphs. Like, you see that Alex came from the beginning at the 19th and shot up in like a period of like 5 days. So it's entirely possible you could win if you like stay up for like 96 hours.
There were plenty of people smack talking in the sandbox when it was a doubt. So, oh yeah, come on, bring it on! I'm gonna kick your ass at this fishing competition. It was like fighting. I had to actually remind myself, no, this is people competing over a game. A game.
Well, you do have the ban hammer.
What? Lose or I ban you? Am I allowed to do that?
No.
Worth a try.
You're allowed to assassinate them, though.
It's too late, Shane. You've given me that idea now. You only have yourself to blame.
The April show contest winner will be announced next week. We only had two entries. Like, people, please, like, if you want to be on the show all the time, you need to start sending in things when we give you the chance. Like, all these people want to be on the show, but when they get the chance, they don't want to. It's like they want to come on for free, but no, you're not allowed to do that. You need to prove yourself that you're worthy and you can actually think and you want to come on and you have something to contribute.
You are not worthy.
Okay, what have we been up to this past week?
Not much.
Any RuneScape?
No, I've been sort of abstaining from RuneScape, so when fishing, I'm ready to just fish.
Okay. Any WoW?
Just a bit. Not as much as normal, actually.
What about Cap? What about you?
Well, I did the update. And got that out of the way. I did a couple of quests as well that I hadn't done because they were adding to this kudos point that you get. And aside from that, I've just been touring the guilds, really. I know it sounds quite sad, but just hopping worlds at the fishing guild and just getting a bunch more names.
Yes. Oh, and I've been farming and working on site stuff. I got 90 farming last night.
Congrats.
You can see a picture at shane.rsbnb.com.
There we go. I knew we couldn't go one episode without you saying your blog.
Okay. It was close.
Yeah, okay. And I got a little note here. It's about when I go buy seeds. Basically, when I go buy seeds, I turn my private chat on, and I get a huge, huge influx of people like talking to me. But really, when I'm buying seeds, I can only focus on the seed buyer. So if you see me online, you have me added, and you're trying to talk to me, I'm not ignoring you, I don't hate you, I'm just buying seeds, and I have to end up focusing on that. Instead
and
of these, all
you.
These... No, I don't. But if you keep talking without stopping after you, like, say your initial hello or something, and you don't get a response, please don't try and, like, please don't spam my private messages, because otherwise I'll just have to add you to the ignore list.
Spam his private messages.
When you get added to the ignore list.
Just remember, there's only 100 spaces in that ignore list. So max it out.
Create multiple accounts.
Oh, okay. Does anybody have anything else before we wrap this one up?
Nope.
I'd just like to invite everybody along to the RSBNB forums. I'll put a post on there for the reporting of the autos that I've done. I'd like, if there's anybody out there that wants to help out in any way, please feel free to come along. If they post on there, I can tell them ways they can help.
Okay. I will make sure to include a link to that topic, and that's the one that you have going on our forums, right?
Sure. I'm trying to keep that updated at least weekly with how it's going.
Okay. Brad, anything else?
No, that's all.
Okay, so with that said, this has been RSVNB Update 102 for May 31st, 2007, with our guest UDS Cap on RuneScape, who does have 99 Herb Lore. I forgot to mention that. That's a major accomplishment there. And we also got, and for Brad at saidbybrad.com, not as said by Brad, but just said by Brad.
Shut up, Shane.
So, right. I think that's about it. So, right, yes. With that said, see you all next week, everyone.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.